There's an incredible story out there this morning involving a Comcast customer who tried to get his cable disconnected, and it did not go well. Ryan Block recently shared his nightmare on Twitter. His wife had called Comcast to cancel their current service because they were switching to another service. They were transferred to a cancellations line, and at that point, she handed the phone over to her husband. And I'm going to let you hear a portion of this. This goes on for like 7 minutes. And all you need is a little bit of it in order to get a flavor of what happened. Take a listen to this as this man is trying to cancel his service with Comcast.
Actually, by the end of next week, you're going to be 105 megabits per second for your internet. Astound will not give you that speed.
Okay, we'd like to disconnect. We'd like to disconnect, so, please.
Okay, so why is it that you don't want the faster speed? Help me understand why you don't want faster internet.
Help me understand why you can't just disconnect us.
Because my job is to have a conversation with you about keeping your service, about finding out why it is that you're looking to cancel the service.
I don't understand. Is this for talk to me?
You can definitely go into the Comcast store and disconnect your service there.
Okay. We're just asking for you to
kill two birds with one stone. You got to return that cable card to the store anyways.
We're actually going to just mail the cable card in, but if you can just please cancel our service, that would be great. That is all we want.
We're actually not able to return a cable card by mail.
Then I will send someone like a TaskRabbit to go return the cable card for us. I don't personally intend to return the cable card. That's why we're probably not going to be canceling in store. So that's why I need you to cancel by phone. So can you cancel us by phone? But the answer is yes, correct?
I mean, it sounds like you don't want to go over this information with me. I mean, if you're not wanting to go over that information...
And this goes on. This goes on for like 5 more minutes before finally, the guy gets to where he can... We'll jump to toward the end here.
I'm just asking some questions while I'm going through that process.
I understand. Can you tell me how much longer? Can you tell me how much longer?
A couple more minutes here. Okay.
Okay, a couple more minutes. Thank you.
Okay, so what about the service? I mean, is it that's causing me to want to change?
Now, this is like 5 minutes in.
The offers that we have available to you.
I'm good. I'm just going to wait until you can confirm that we've canceled service, so I'm just going to hang out here.
Well, you're all set. It's disconnected. I'm really sorry to see you go to something that can't give you what we can, but I'd like to thank you very much for being a great part of Comcast. It was a wonderful day.
Can you give me a confirmation number for the cancellation of service?
I don't have a confirmation number.
Well, how do I...
That's about the end of the phone call. He gets the guy's name again, and Comcast has since now, and I get a kick out of this. He thanks the guy, by the way, again. He thanks the customer. Thanks for being such a great part of Comcast. We're so happy. Did he sound like he was at all happy with this guy trying to help him cancel his service? This went on for a total of 7 minutes. So we want to know, have you had similar, incidents of customer service? We'd love to get to your calls coming up here, 336-1320. Now we're going to pull our producer, Mark Brown, Brownie, into the studio here for a moment. How you doing, pal?
Good morning, Greg.
Now, you were telling me you've had something similar happen to you involving your car insurance.
I think mine was worse.
What happened?
We moved to beautiful Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and came here from Washington, D.C. And my car insurance went up $400 a month from D.C. to here.
What?
$400 a month. If you can believe that, listeners, yes. And I called, can I say the name of the company?
Absolutely.
Okay. USAA was my car insurance. And they insure military members and... It was really a good deal, so I called them and I asked, why did my insurance go up? They said, well, you moved away from a military complex, like the Washington, D.C. area. If I was out at Ellsworth, you know, but since I live here in Sioux Falls where it's safer to drive, chances of my car being stolen are way less, all that bad adds up to higher car insurance. Can you believe that? So I am going around and around with these people on the phone. I mean, it was way more than 7 minutes. And I'd get callbacks. oh, Mr. Brown, you are a valued customer. And, you know, and then it got from me being a valued
customer. You're such a valued customer. We're going to soak you for everything.
Right, right. So I told him what State Farm did for me here in Sioux Falls.
Sure.
Good old State Farm. And good morning, Ty, by the way, if you're listening. And, you know, I told him what they were offering me. Well, you know, you've been with us for 18 years, and it went from me being a valued customer to I owed them. You know, don't you owe it to us, you know, that we took care of you for 18 years, even though you never had an accident. You never, you know, we never paid a dime out to you that, you know.
Right. So you should be paying us more just for the privilege of being able to do business with us. So, what's the matter with you, Mr. Brown?
Well, you know, days go by. And up the ladder, people are calling me, you know, hi, this is, you know, I'm like the first tier supervisor
right.
at USAA, and it saddens me to hear you're leaving us for, you know, other insurance. Well, are you going to get me back down to what I was paying? Well, no, sir, you're outside of the military complex, and I'm sorry, you know. After a while, Greg, it took hanging up just flat out.
I suppose.
Yeah.
So you wound up obviously changing insurance.
I changed my insurance, and eventually they quit bugging me, but it went on and on and more. I was waiting for the president to call me. You know? Never got that call, but Lord, it's badgering. It's just, you know, as long as the listeners know, it's just flat out badgering. And
Amazing, because that's incredible. For Washington, D.C., you would pay less than you'd pay in Sioux Falls.
Exactly.
That's absurd.
It's totally absurd.
How could you wonder how an insurance company could even remain in business with that kind of a model? All right. Well, thanks, Brownie.
I'm going to be interested to hear what other callers have to say. I'm going to get back to my phone.
Me too. So give us a call. 336-1320 is our phone number. We'll get to your calls coming up. You had something similar happen. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks, Brownie. If you're just joining us this morning, we want to hear from you about your bad customer service experiences. 336-1320. 1-800-228-4435. There's a story of a man who tried to get his Comcast cable disconnected that's getting around. He recorded the conversation. We played a portion of it for you. Of the guy trying to get his cable disconnected, and the customer service representative wouldn't do it. You know, there's the obligatory, and I understand this. Somebody's trying to cancel, and you say, are you sure? And you remind them of the benefits of the service. And I understand the obligatory, you know, well, think about it. You know, we offer this. Are you sure? But then, okay, let's cancel your service. And, I mean, to me, I guess I'd want to take very good care of them in hopes that perhaps they'll come back. Rather than igniting the bridge, burning the bridge behind you, which is what this Comcast guy did. So I'm wondering, have you ever had a nightmare experience like this, whether it's with somebody on the phone or maybe even a customer service person in person? 336-1320 is our phone number. We'd love to hear your story. 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. I just listened to this. It's incredible. 7 minutes this went on. And you heard the ending there. Then, I can't confirm that your cable's been canceled. And he pushes him out. He said, well, you'll get a final statement in 3 weeks. We can't confirm it. And he told him earlier, well, you're just going to have to go to the Comcast store and get it disconnected, you know. And then he does wind up disconnecting the service for the guy. Just absolutely incredible. So call us with your nightmare customer service experience, 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Now, with respect to Comcast here, they have apologized. And, of course, you can imagine now this is everywhere. So they say, we are very embarrassed by the way our employees spoke with Mr. Block. We're contacting him to personally apologize. And they say what the representative, the way the representative communicated with him was unacceptable, he said. Not consistent with how we train our people. We're investigating. We'll take quick action. Sounds like somebody may be fired here. Well, the overwhelming majority of our employees work very hard to do the right thing every day. We're using this very unfortunate experience to reinforce how important it is to always treat our customers with the utmost respect. So what about you? 336-1320. Good morning, Brian. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg.
How you doing? Good morning, Greg. Yes, it is. It's going to be a great week, my friend.
Oh, it sounds like it. You know, I had one a few years ago. My wife and I, about 7 years ago, we moved to Brookings. We lived there for a couple of years, and we moved back. And when we had our cable and internet through Mediacom in Brookings, and they say Mid-Continent does not service Brookings. I called to cancel when we were moving back to Sioux Falls, and they were like, "But we are such a valued customer. We really appreciate your business." And I said, "Look, I said you don't offer service in Sioux Falls. But we really want to keep your business." And I said, "What part of you don't offer service in Sioux Falls? Are you not understanding?"
That's going to be one long cable cord, Brian.
No kidding. And I was like, I'm shaking my head. I'm wondering, are you even hearing yourself?
Oh, unbelievable. So these people go too far in trying to keep you when the reality is you're moving.
Right.
It's not like you're just changing service. You're actually relocating.
Right. I finally had enough, and I said, "Can I talk to your supervisor?" So I got on the phone with the supervisor, explained the situation to the supervisor, everything was taken care of. But I said to the supervisor, "You might want to tell your employees to listen better, that when somebody's moving to a location that they don't offer service."
Yeah, it's not a matter of you choosing someone else over them. It's a matter of I'm moving, and you know. That's incredible. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate the call. We want to get yours coming up. You got a nightmare customer service story? Let us hear from you. 336-1320. It's a Kello hotline. We're asking you to call with your customer service nightmare experiences this morning. 336-1320 is our phone number. Let's go to Mike. Good morning, Mike. You're on Kello.
Hi, Greg. How's it going?
I'm doing well. It sounds like you had a bad experience, Mike.
Yes. We had a cell phone contract with Verizon 2 years ago. And the date of our contract was coming up, and so we wanted to switch to a different provider. So we called and confirm the date of the end of our contract. I think it was like a $300 or a $500 early cancellation fee, you know, if you don't wait till the end of your date. So I called and confirmed it, got the person's name, the time, and wrote it down. So then I called the day after our contract ended because I wanted to cancel. And so they get to the end of the conversation. They're like, "Well, now on your final bill, you'll see that $300 cancellation fee or whatever." I go, "Well, I'm sorry, I have the date and time here and the person I spoke with, and they assured me I wouldn't have to." And they said, oh, okay, yes, that's right. You'll just see a normal final bill."
So did you see a normal final bill or not?
Yes.
Well, but you're glad that you took down the name and information and the time that you talked to somebody. Otherwise, exactly. It sounds like you would have been billed for it.
Yeah, it sounds like they were just going to try to slide it right on there.
And that's $300. That's most of us, we would feel that.
Yeah. Make sure you take down the name and the time when you do call about things. That's, they do add up.
Yeah, that's great advice. Mike, thanks for holding on and for visiting with us. I appreciate it. 336-1320 is our phone number. 1-800-228-4435. Good morning, Weston. You're on Kello.
Hey, how you doing this morning, Greg?
I'm great, my friend. The sun is shining, and I'm in great spirits.
Great. Yeah, I had a little story about a company called Wells Fargo that I dealt with recently. I gave them a call, and what I wanted to do was transfer some money from my line of credit that I have with them into my checking account because I had something that was going to come out that was unexpected or whatever, and I wanted to cover it. And, of course, they asked me, like, 20 different questions trying to, you know, to verify my identity. But since I didn't know the account number of my line of credit, they said they, you know, for my own safety, they could not, you know, verify my identity. And they just reassured me again and again, "This is for your safety." And I said, "Okay, well, I'm sorry then. You can't help me." But then before I got off the phone, the woman said, hey, I see you have a home loan with us. Would you be interested in a home equity line of credit? They were going to offer me a home equity line of credit, but they wouldn't transfer $100 from my... Yeah, that, I had to laugh. I had to laugh.
Didn't make much sense, did it?
No, I said, no, I'm not interested in that right now, but thank you very much. I just had to laugh at that.
Well, hey, and listen, I think we can all probably understand and appreciate, especially with identity theft today, why they would want to protect you, but then to turn right around and offer you a line of credit, another account.
Yeah.
That makes no sense.
Thanks, Greg.
Hey, thank you, Weston. Appreciate your call. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. I've been fairly lucky, I think, with most of the stuff been through. But I know I've watched my wife go around with some of this stuff before. You know, and it's difficult when you have an ongoing problem, and you're not dealing with the same person every time. It's difficult. And it depends on, you know, because they've got your account usually. You know, you've got your computerized account. They can go in and read notes. And it depends on if the person you spoke to before properly notated the conversation that you had, if they notated it at all. So you could have a conversation with somebody and think you've taken care of something, only to find out that they didn't write it down, and the next person you call has absolutely no knowledge or no record of anything, any conversation ever taking place. Good morning, Ann. You're on Kello. How you doing?
Well, good. How are you today?
I'm great. So what happened with you, Ann?
Well, the lovely IRS sent me a letter. This was probably 12 years ago, and said I owed him $24,000.
So,
I go meet with our accountant, and we call, we're on hold for like an hour, get a person. This went on for 2 years. And they would tell us, you need to call back, talk to this person. They would give us a name, a phone number, a date, a time. So we would get together again, call this person they told us to, and they say, oh, no, you have to talk to customer service. So then, I mean, it just went around in circles. And it took over 2 years for them to resolve the fact that I did not owe them $24,000. They actually owed me money. And it was just the number on the tax return. And we knew what the problem was, but they just never would resolve it. And they'd send us back to talk to this person. I'd go into the local office. It was just a nightmare.
2 years that went on. That had to be frustrating for you. How'd you feel about that?
Well, they should have been paying me for my time because I seriously wasted hours every week for 2 years working on this issue because they would keep sending me notices and threatening to do this and that to me, you know, my home and my life, I guess. So it was not good, and so I cringe every time I...
I'll bet you do. Well, we'll let you recover from that horrible experience, and... Thanks for sharing it with us. It's nice to talk to you. We want to get to your call coming up. We've got to get to the Rush Limbaugh morning. And if you're just joining us this morning, we've been talking about nightmare customer service experiences. There's a story in the news of a man who tried to cancel his cable with Comcast. And the Comcast representative kept him on the line for well over 7 minutes, refusing to cancel the service until the man answered questions as to why he wanted to get rid of it. And it was, it's excruciating to listen to the whole thing. Comcast says they plan to reach out and personally apologize to the customer involved. So we're asking you, have you had a similar customer service nightmare experience? 336-1320, 1-800-228-4435. Yeah, you wonder sometimes if the department is actually customer harassment. You know what I mean? You feel that way sometimes. That'd be the perfect job for me. Customer harassment, this is Greg. Oh, yeah, I can totally, I can totally see myself in that department. 336-1320 is our phone number, 1-800-228-4435. I know my wife has had a few of them. And like I say, usually, you know, the problems ensue when you've talked to one person and they don't document what's going on, and, you know, and you have an ongoing issue trying to get it resolved, and every person you call doesn't know about your conversation with previous people. That's frustrating. Let's get to Linda. Good morning, Linda. You're on Kello.
Good morning.
Hi.
I had a cable internet company that, when we moved and canceled our service, they accused us of not returning our modem. Our modem had indeed been returned along with all the other equipment, but we had a repair to a modem, a replacement modem that was put in place in our home. And when the repairman took it out, he never accounted for it somewhere. So we spent months, including a threat of collection, going to collections and all that kind of thing, finally resolved when I got somebody on the phone on customer service that said, wait a second, did you have a repair done? And I said, yes. And she said, I think it's because the modem was never credited when they took it back. So
somebody actually took the time to look through your account and discovered what happened.
Exactly. But we never received an apology from Mediacom, and I'll say their name. And we never received a letter saying it was resolved. Nothing.
Will you ever do business with them again?
Never.
Yeah, see, that's what happens. Linda, thanks for sharing your story. That's what happens. And you got to keep that in mind. You know, you really do. If somebody was canceling, my thought would be, hey, I want to take the best care of them I can take in hopes that maybe someday they'll come back. And they'll remember the fact that we treated them with respect when they ended their service. 8 o'clock.